Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bob Bruce. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Leo Posada. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim McManus. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chet Boak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards first. McManus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yost for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada bunts towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to third. Lump moves to second. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Boak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly takes first base on ball four. Boak moves to second. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Yost reaches second base with a double. Bruce moves to third. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce scores. Yost scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to second. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle is hit by the pitch. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 0 in the game. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 1 in the game. Bilko takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Boak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, steps on third, and throws to Daly, who tags Yost for the double play. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chiti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruce is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 1 in the game. Posada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Posada moves to second. Jim McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Posada scores. Williams moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. McManus moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Chet Boak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boak hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Daly hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bilko hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Posada hits a pop-up towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Hamlin now playing shortstop. Jerry Lump now playing second base. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. GT is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. GT hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruce is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling scores. GT moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. GT scores. Virgil goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bob Davis now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Fernandez scores. It's 6-2, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-4 in the game. Colavito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Neil Chrisley now playing left field. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. Carey moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey moves to third. Hamlin moves to second. Marv Thornberry pinch hits for Bob Davis. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carey scores. Hamlin scores. Daly moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-4, Tigers. Dave Sisler now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-4 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Chris Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Posada takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chris Lee. Williams reaches second base with a double. Posada moves to third. Jim McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.